Today is Wednesday, June 4th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Clean Beauty Day. It's also National Safe Day, National Cheese Day, National Old Maids Day, National Cognac Day, and National Hug Your Cat Day. So Daniel Brewer, Zach, any of you folks that have cats, hug your cat. It is Hug Your Cat Day. If your cat, look, cats are not likely to let you hug them. That's one of the reasons I'm not a huge fan of cats. You can't just pick up a cat and hug the cat. You gotta like put your hand down there. Let them sniff your hand. Let them come up to you. And even then, you're probably not hugging them. The best you're probably gonna get is they're gonna rub against your legs, and you're gonna be happy with that. And they're gonna say, you know what? I'm not giving you a hug. I might rub on your leg if I feel like it, or if you have something that I want. But other than that, I'm not going to, you know, so it's, I don't know, you're not going to, some people maybe, but most cats, I don't think you're going to pick them up, but try it out. See if you can hug your cat. All right. Well, I'm recording this one right after Tuesday's episode because, and I hope I said it's Wednesday because I don't even know what I said at the beginning of this. And if I said it's Tuesday, that's not what I meant, and I'll have to go back and fix it, so it may sound weird. If it sounds like today is Wednesday, like that or something, then you know I went in and corrected it, but I don't know why I'm thinking about that all of a sudden. So, carrying on from what we were talking about yesterday, we had gotten to the hotel, we slept overnight. And I think Mark and I might have watched, we've been watching this competition show on Food Network called 24 in 24, I believe. And there are 24 chefs and they compete for 24 hours with no break. I mean, they get a break. You can get a break. If you win a competition, you might get a break. There are other ways that you might get a break, but it's 24 hours. They do not stop. The cameras do not stop rolling for 24 hours. And they do 24 competitions, 24 chefs, and they get down to one chef at the end that wins. And so we've been watching that a little bit. So I think we watched a little bit of that. And but anyway, we were able to get a lift for fairly cheap to go over to the cruise ship. So we did that, got off, went in, nothing, you know. Now my parents, this is where we start talking a little bit about my mother. First of all, I want to say, we make a lot of fun of my mother on my, you know, this show, on the mix, on Throwing Down, on other things. But I do want to say, I love my mother. My mother loves me. There are lots of parents out there that disown their kids, you know, when their life is in disagreement with what they believe, et cetera, because, you know, my mom comes from a religion that believes, you know, that being gay is wrong, et cetera, et cetera. But she has really tried her hardest to bring Mark into the family. She calls him son. She really tries hard. So I just want to put it out there that as much as I make fun of my mother and as much as she bothers me and really gets on my nerves, I do love her. So I think there will be people out there that understand that. Some people say, nope, I don't love my mother because she just treated me like crap or whatever. But I do love my mother, and I just want to be clear on that. But, oh my gosh, you guys. My mom, and it was never more evident than our first excursion, but my mom is walking so slow now. And I know this is what happens when people get older, but it was kind of, Mark, I said, oh my gosh, Mark, I need to start, when you tell me to work out with you, when Big Fatty is nipper walking, he's doing it for a reason. I need to start doing yoga again. I'm not getting any younger, you know, that sort of thing, because I don't want to be like my mom in bed all the time. And when we go on a vacation, so she was so slow and needing someone. And I know, bless her heart, she's had two knee surgeries on the same knee because the first knee surgery didn't take. And then after the second knee surgery, my brother's dog tripped my mom And that same knee that had had surgery two times, something got a little loose. So anyway, it's better than it was, but it's not as good as it could be. And now she's got her other knee is not good either. And so bless her heart, you know, she has a problem, but I'm a fast walker. So everywhere we were going, I'm having to consciously, okay, Adam, slow yourself down, you know, that sort of thing. It was so annoying how slow it was, but I know, but it was like, I've never had to do this before. I had to babysit my parents. And I don't, when we get to that age where, because I haven't been on a vacation with them in a few years, and now it is evident that my mom is older. She looks great for her age. She's a little overweight. I mean, she could lose a few pounds, but it's that old age weight, you know, it's not, I wouldn't call her obese, but she could lose some weight. But, you know, but it's just, I guess we all go through that where we learn, oh, now my parents are not immortal. They are going to have a time where they are weaker and she's weaker. She needs somebody to hold her hand as she's walking. She walks really slow. She has to sit down and take a break. You wouldn't know that she's 75 years old. But she looks like maybe she's in her 60s. But still, it's just, there's a lot of babysitting that has to happen. They're not good with the technology, so bless their hearts. Steve has a printed out boarding pass. They have a printed out boarding pass for the airplane, which is fine, but he's looking for monitors to find the gate number and stuff like that. And I'm like, Steve, it's on your phone. It's right there on the phone. Look at the app, you know, and I don't know if they even have the airline app. But so it's cute, but we had to kind of babysit them through the trip. So we get to the cruise terminal and we check in and everything goes smooth. We're able to get on the ship. We're on Utopia of the Seas, which is the second largest cruise ship in the world behind Icon of the Seas. And there's a new one coming out in a month or two called Star of the Seas that's going to be the new largest. So I guess Wonder of the Seas that Mark and I went on a couple of years ago is now third or fourth. I guess fourth. So we did a little bit of a tour, but mostly they went to their room so they could drop some stuff off. And then we went. They were hungry. Everyone in my life needs to eat on a schedule. I don't. Like, I was like, we could just walk around, tour the ship, but everybody was hungry. So we'd already had breakfast. I don't need breakfast and lunch, but everyone wanted to eat something. So we went to the buffet. We had a little bit to eat. Oh my gosh, they had a queen there. And he is like, hey girls, washy washy, wash those hands. Oh my God, welcome to Royal Caribbean. He was so flamboyant. The washer hands, the men that they, or the boys that they pick for the washer hands are always very, oh my God, wash your hands, you know, like that. So he was very much like that. I'm not making fun. I kid because I love, but we go in, we have our lunch, and then mom was tired. She needed to take a little bit of a break. So mom went back to the room. I think we all went back to the room, but we had an early dinner at 6 at the Mason Jar. So I think we relaxed. Mark and I might have gone and gotten our cup and done some other stuff like that. We also sat down and decided on the entertainment that we were going to be watching that night. We decided we were going to do the ice skating show. They have an ice skating show. They have an aqua show, which is diving and acrobatics and aerial and dancing and all of this stuff. And it's outside. It's on the pool deck. Well, not the pool deck, but there's a special aqua theater that's got a pool. It's like a Cirque du Soleil show, the way they do all the acrobatics and diving. There's a Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas where they have a big water tank. It's like that. But I can't think of, is it Ka? Or O, or I'm not really sure, but there was a Cirque du Soleil that had water at one point, at the Wynn, I believe. So we decided what we were going to do. We decided on the ice skating because immediately the Aqua show sold out. And so we weren't able to get in. So Mark and I said, well, or he and I decided we were just going to go wait in line and try to get a seat for the Aqua Show one of the nights, even without a seat. So anyway, then we go to, for dinner, we go to the Mason Jar, which I thought, oh my God, my parents will love this because they love country food. And it's a country cooking restaurant. So we get in. It's fairly empty. And our server comes over to us, which that took a long time. She was very nice, but slow. So she comes over. We're like, well, we think we're going to do, there are four of us. We think we're going to do three small plates and then an entree each. And is that enough? She said, oh, no. Let me bring you a couple of more appetizers because I want you to try everything. There was so much food. There was so much food. We couldn't finish our entrees. We skipped dessert. It was good, but we were all feeling bloated and at the end of the dinner. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.